The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Tina and Shaletta show.
Girl, it's the Tina and Shaletta show. Girl, let me tell you, what is going on in this world? Tell Girl. Me, what's going okay. on? You know what? So every time I wake up, it's something new.
I'm sitting here, my mom and daddy visiting from Houston, and I'm sitting on the sofa going through emails, and I ain't trying to bother you because I know this your downtime. We winding out the week and everything. You ain't doing.
We gotta talk, though.
Girl. And I look up, girl, inside edition, talk about how Keke Palmer, baby daddy, been beating her up for 2 years, and she didn't produce pictures to the court from the cameras inside the house, and he flipping her over the sofa, he choking her out, he beating her up on the steps, and then cussing her out in front of the baby, and telling the baby all kind of cuss words about his mama, and so the judge has granted her temporary custody of the child. And for 2 years, Tina, for 2 years, they say that she say that he has been beating her. And then Keke Palmer's mama, now I don't know who recorded this and who put it on social, but Keke Palmer's mama got a video out saying she talked to this boy's brother, because apparently this boy's brother is the famous one.
Yeah, that's the one that's on the, he was on Insecure.
Yeah, she said she called and talked to his brother and told his brother that at least for a year that she know this boy been beating up her daughter.
Why would they go over there portraying this stuff on TV, showing like they the loving little couple? And you know doggone well.
Girl, I don't know. I'm just don't know, because Keke is out here, you know, being strong and
yes,
a role model for these young girls. They is looking up to her, and she got this stuff, I'm a mother, and you think that they, you know, she done left him, she doing a video with Usher, and then she show up with this Negro at the Beyonce concert, and they all happy and laughing and talking. Everybody's like, well, I guess they doing okay. And then now, you know, today, here they come with the video and the pictures, and he beating her up, and I mean, it's very clear. I looked at it myself. I'm not telling you something that I didn't see with my own eyes on Girl. That video and that tape and those court documents. Well, yes. She said for 2 years he's been beating her. So why, as strong as you are, you got a mama who supports you. You got a whole network. You got the infrastructure you need to get the hell out of there. Right? This is your money. This is your house. This Negro living with you. This ain't Ike and Tina. Tina didn't have nothing. Everything was in Ike's name. This is your career. This is your house. This Negro ain't got nothing. All he got to do is fall in line.
A pretty face. I'm telling you, they get hooked up, that he looked nice. You know, they made a pretty baby. But you know what? I think some people get so wrapped up in what they put out there. You know, I can't take it back. I got to make it seem like I'm happy. I got to make it seem like we're doing good. Girl, you know, we see this before, you know, with other, you know, Halle Berry, beautiful actress, you know, all of this stuff. And she let dude beat up on her, it, we don't know if it's her or him, but, you know, but it's always, why can't you retract? I mean, I can admit, you know what? Yeah, I made a bad choice. Let me move on.
Let me let y'all know what's really going on. I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of these people acting like they got it all together, acting like everything is beautiful. And then behind the scenes, they getting beat up. Behind the scenes, they're going through hell. And then they come out and they smiling and glamorous and got their hair all displayed and face beat up. And then here could this Negro by her side. And we trying to cheer for him. We trying to support him because we want to support her. And she in here getting beat up and I ain't saying nothing. Stop. It's time out for that. It's time out for all of that foolishness.
Yeah, I'm just I just don't even believe it, because when I, you know, of course, you know, you're listening, you're looking at the news, and I was didn't know what was going on, but I was trying to read the little caption while I was up early this morning. And I thought that, you know, he was filing, you know, against her. And then later on, you know, I got educated that was not the case. And I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for her, you know.
Why do we do this? Why do we stay, especially somebody like her who has the money, the means? You know, it's one thing if you are a woman and you sitting up here like, if I leave him, I got nowhere to go. I got no mama. I got no money. I got no support. I got this kid to take care of. I don't have a job. They got a plan. She got all the money. All she got to do is put him out. 1-1-9-1-1 call.
But you know what? We see this over and over in these domestic situations. I don't know what that person has over you that you don't feel like, I got my family. I get out of here. It's like they trapped. It's almost like trapped in a closet. Like you can't leave.
But do you think it's a self-esteem issue? It's a confidence issue, because the curtains and the onions and the layers are coming back. Everybody that we thought was strong, they ain't shit. We sitting up here thinking Wendy Williams is the strongest bitch in the universe. This man had a baby with somebody else, and she lost everything. Her show, her livelihood, her money, her status, her prestige. Girl, her ass can't even do a podcast right now. Don't nobody want to work with her. All fooling around with this man.
Yeah, because you're a risk then. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. Your mental capacity is a risk. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, with Kiki, she... I don't want to say this, but you know, we see this on different movies and shows or whatever, but if her family was like, you better, you know, keep up the facade, just, you know, her mama can come out and say, oh yeah, we knew. But if you knew, then you wouldn't allow any of this. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I kind of feel like you had to also be, co-signing some of this stuff going on.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to look bad. You don't want the publicity, or you don't want the, you know, the red mark on her character. So I, you know what? I'm gonna say that if you see something, say something, that really does mean something.
Yeah, yeah, and especially for a mother, because I'm gonna have more than one video out. If I know my daughter getting beat up, it's gonna be more than one thing happening. I'm gonna talk to somebody. I'm gonna say something. Y'all gonna be mad at me. I don't care. I'm not keeping no secrets. But you're not gonna be in there beating on my child for 2 years, and I don't say nothing until she files some court papers. What in the hell is going on?
I'm upset that it even came to this, because you know we always want a happy ending to the story, but you know, in my mind, I was, you know, hoping that, you know, at bare minimum, hey, they would part ways, be co-parent partners, and move on with life.
And ain't nothing wrong with that.
So I, you know, this is disheartening. And because you are a public figure, young girls are looking at you, and you know, it hurts me, because you know that the role model that you are,
yeah,
they have to, you know, you got to be accountable. I mean, all of these, everybody who put themselves in a position where people see you, you have a lot of people. It ain't just people on Instagram and all of the social media platforms. You have people watching your every move, because that's how they're kind of basing their life movements. You know, we would want them to be following God, but you know, they're
following Kiki Palmer.
They're following
Kiki Palmer, really. And that's why, you know, people say sometimes you're the only God that somebody's gonna see. And so your movement's got to be lined up with where you're supposed to be. You have to have character. You have to have integrity. You have to be living a true and authentic life, because you might be the only guy that somebody sees. Mm-hmm. And they're following you. And if you're following God, they following God too.
Yes.
But if you're not, if you all off in the gutter, if you got this foolishness going on, and we have too many young girls that fall into a trap that this is okay.
I'm worried about. The girls were like, you know what?
Was beating her up, and she was on Saturday Night Live. She was with Usher. She was doing this and that. But we knew something was wrong when he sent that tweet out. Mm-hmm. When he put that post out there talking about what the Usher situation happened, that's when the layers pulled back on the onion. See, it was all under wraps. It was quiet. Wasn't nothing going on when that shit happened.
She stepped out of her lane, and she apparently, whatever was going on, you know, she stepped out of her lane, and he felt that he could do that. And she got big and bold. And, you know, hey, you know, I'm a mother. I'm doing this, that, whatever. And you know what? But you, that's fine. You trying to show that to us out in the public. But if you're doing something differently in, inside your house, you know, that's going to come out. That's going to come out one day.
Now, listen, we'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
you manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
As the temperatures dip, it's leaf raking season. But what do you do with all those piles of leaves? Did you know that it's illegal to put your yard waste in your trash? In Ramsey County, you can drop all of your leaves, grass clippings, and branches at a Ramsey County Yard Waste Collection site. That's where you can also take your pumpkins, hay bales, and corn stalks with any decorations removed. When you're at the Yard Waste Collection site, you will see the designated piles where you can empty your bags of yard waste. And it's all free for Ramsey County residents. Find out more about what you can bring to a yard waste collection site at ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste. That's ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
That's gonna come out.
And it must have gotten bad. Okay, let me tell you, this is how, okay, so I don't think we know the whole story.
No,
because if that's what she showed to the court, knowing that that's public information, knowing that it would get out there, knowing that any media company in the world could go down and file a public information request, a request for information, get those pictures, get those video, get those documents. She didn't even try to make it private. That's how bad it is. Do you see what I'm saying? She wants to embarrass him. Now, she still got to make a choice. After this, Tina, I hope she don't mess around and try to repair or fix
it.
No. You don't
That's
get
my baby daddy. That's my baby daddy. That's a what's his name with the little ghetto name?
I don't even know his name.
Leotis's daddy.
Yeah, girl. But Steve Harvey tried to tell her, you know, stop bringing these dudes into your life and upgrading them. Get you somebody that's going to upgrade you. And she tried to laugh Steve Harvey off. And she was like, Uncle Steve always want me to meet some rich man. He said, no, I don't want you to meet some rich man. I want you to meet somebody on your level. And I really need our women, our black women, to start finding men and start making sure that when men find them, they got something. I'm so tired of Mary J. upgrading Ken Duke. Yeah. And Janet Jackson upgrading the backup dancer, and Jill Scott upgrading her main,
and the public service
boyfriend at the cell phone store. I mean, Brandy and all these people, girl, they get these men that ain't buy nothing and upgrade them, and they don't appreciate it. And you know what? That shit'll get your ass killed.
And the crazy part about it is they're thinking, oh, I'm bringing someone up. But when you think about who those people are in life, they don't want to give that up. If once you get a taste of the Dom Perignon, you do not want to go back and drink some brut. You know, you ain't going back. You are not going back. So you can't say I'm a let you live in this lavish lifestyle, because they're going to hold on to it for dear life. If that means hurting you or intimidating you or holding something over your head, they gonna do it. And I I want to give every person a chance. You know, everybody needs love.
You do. Now that's true. That's true.
I don't understand this, but you know what? What also this shows me is a pattern, because I don't know if you recall, Keke Palmer said that Trey Songz tried to rape her. This was a lot of allocations about Trey Songz, that he does something to women where not quite Bill Cosby, but right. He gets there right there. But there were enough women around Trey Songz that said that they did stuff that they didn't want to do, but you know, he made them do it, you know, whatever. They put themselves in a position where they didn't feel like they had a choice. And Keke Palmer was one of those women that said the same thing. So I have to ask myself, what are you doing or saying that gets you into these predicaments? Because I gotta be honest, I didn't grow up in an abusive household, so I definitely can't speak on you know, any patterns of behavior. But what I do know is when I see something that just don't look right in a relationship, I don't even like a guy to grab the back of my neck. So that's just how sensitive
to your spirit. Yeah.
Because that's control to me. If you're my man and you put your arm around my neck, like with hand around my neck, like guiding me like a animal or something, you probably will never hear from me again. So there are certain things that people do that to me already lets me know you want the control over me that, you know, maybe I haven't given you. You know, even if we out, if I'm your woman, you know, maybe the small of my back, maybe you touch, that's fine. But if you put your hand on the back of my neck,
go this way, go that way.
Are you coming up? You guide me? No. Yeah. Even my upper shoulder. So those are signs. If for some reason you go off, I mean, like go off, and I see that pattern, you ain't hit me or touch, but you kind of go like way left.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be like, let me step back a little bit.
Let me get up from here.
Yeah. And so I think that either she not seeing the signs or she thinking that she too good for this stuff to happen to her. And maybe, you know, that's why, you know, it goes down this rabbit hole, because once you get down it, you can't get back.
And I mean, this is what frustrates me. And I don't want to get lost on it, because, you know, I'm definitely concerned about her safety and the safety of that child, you know, because if they fight, that's a little baby, you know, what's going on in the house. Right. But you know, we talked about how young girls who may be in abusive situations are looking up to her, but let's back all the way up. Her career. How you
got a lot to lose. You got something to lose.
How you gonna get to the next level? How you gonna do the next project? How you gonna focus on the next thing? If you focused on your safety, if you're trying to figure out when you get home, how you gonna be walking on eggshells so the old dude won't choke you out, and how he gonna curse you in front of the y'all infant child who ain't even walking yet? You know, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, you see her career going up, and then all of a sudden she don't see it for months. And then she come out and everybody loves her, and she's so energetic and she's got this talent. And then she boop gone for a couple of months. Yeah. And I'm wondering if she's hiding black eyes, if she's, you know, so stressed out about the situation that she can't work, because you can only hide it for so long.
But you notice she has really kind of been out in the presence more than I ever seen her since she didn't have this baby. Now, maybe before all of this, but I mean, you know, she's showing up in all of these beautiful outfits, showing her figure, showing her. For the last few months, I've seen Keke Palmer more than I've ever seen Keke Palmer in years. That is like, so is that, you know, public appearance? If that's some makeup, that big black eye under that makeup or under that bruised arm or whatever, girl, look, that's some kind of makeup. But I wonder if I'm putting myself out there so you can't do this, because that's going to be my, and you know, that's a ploy for him not to physically abuse her, maybe mentally abuse her, or verbally abuse her or whatever.
I wonder, you know how when Jay-Z was cheating on Beyonce and she did that old raunchy nasty album where she was doing the surfboard song and all that stuff, and she was naked and, you know, just, she just was being real, just extra with the sexuality stuff. And I remember thinking, that's a cry for attention. Why is she doing all that? I just see her, like, it's her husband. And I promise, in my mind, it's her husband cheating on her. Why is she doing all that? And I think probably Keke Palmer is out doing a lot to say to him, without saying to him, look at me.
Either that, or I'm trying to get my next dude. I'm finna snag me somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm gonna snag me a new man. With, you know, through all of this popularity, I'm finna snag me, and I'm gonna show him this, that, the, and they go, baby, I could treat you better than him. Boom.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just hope that she comes out and says something. Don't be doing that. We respect our privacy. No, you done had us all.
You made it public. You already made it public. You made it public.
You had them all up in here. You threw them up in our face. Now we want to know what the hell is going on. You owe us an explanation. So go find Oprah and sit down and talk to us about what's going on, because we deserve to know. Now, if you have been private with this man, then you get to be private with this man. But you ain't been private with this man. So don't come over here asking for no privacy now, because now we want to know what's going on, because you know, we've been treating her like the little niece, and we ain't never had and supporting and buying her. I'm the mother.
We thinking of Keela and the B. That's all we thinking. Keela and the B. Look at Keela and the B.
So I don't know. I just get in her mama, girl. That video of her mama was so. Her mama was so mad and so frustrated. But like you said, you know, she said in the video, you know, I called him over a year ago. Why didn't you call the police?
Why you allowed your child, if it was over a year ago, why you allowed, even pregnant, stay with that dude? Move on. He should have, we should never even know what his face looks like.
Be like, she had a baby for who? I don't know, some dude.
Girl, look, go find another light-skinned dude and, you know, he'll play the part, you know.
Get his stamina on. Get his stamina on. Stamina, only one know how to mind.
Yeah, go in the, we got your house back there. Go and stay back there.
Get back there.
Girl, look, our next time we got to talk about some rekindled love. You know, we got to talk about some rekindled love
next week, girl. Next we got to talk about Nelly and Ashanti.
Yes, I want to talk about them because I, you know what, I like to see love again. You know, y'all, people always say I don't go back, but I want to talk about that.
All right, well, that's next week. Thank y'all for joining us. I love you, girl.
Love you too. Bye bye.
All right, see y'all next time.
You're hearing about people who are coming down with a case of COVID-19, or maybe they're testing positive again. This fall, there are new variants circulating in our communities right now, so it's a good thing that there's a new shot to protect you from them. It's time to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine. Look, call your doctor's office or healthcare provider and see if you can get the new COVID vaccine there. Chances are, you can get it for free. If you can't do that, call your local pharmacy and see if you can get it there. Chances are you can get it for free. Or you can go to this website to find a free shot near you. The web address is easy to remember. It's vaccines.gov. Here's how it's spelled. Vaccines, that's V-A-C-C-I-N-E-S, then a period, then gov, spelled G-O-V. Vaccines.gov. There's a good chance you can boost your immunity for free. So don't risk getting sick from COVID-19. Protect yourself, your family, and our community.
Ridership on Metro Transit is up. The number of folks taking buses, light rail, commuter trains has jumped by 21% over last year. This means more reliable, extended service, and more connection for all of us riders. Have you noticed the expanded service on some key routes? Trips have been added to the Metro Orange Line, and the frequency has improved to every 15 minutes. And the Metro A Line operates every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Not only that, the bus route that operates in the core routes 2, 10, and 18 all have weekday service increased to every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. All across the system, you're seeing service that is available earlier and later, and more service available on weekends. So come along for the ride on your Metro Transit.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Navigating the healthcare system for our families sure can get confusing, especially when your child is covered by medical assistance health plans. But Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups is here to help. Their caring team can help you connect to clinics and specialists that take your coverage, whether you live in the city or the suburbs. At Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups, they even help you find and schedule dentists who will provide dental care for your kids. No transportation to get to the doctor? No problem. Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups can help you get your kids to their appointments, whether it's for their annual checkup or if they're sick and need to see a doctor. These are your benefits, so take advantage of them. Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups covers children from birth to age 20. They're here in your community to help your kids grow up strong and healthy. Need more information? Call 612-348-5131. That's 612-348-5131 for Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.